வந்தேகம்
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 16th of May, 1975, in Perth, Australia.
We can send all these alcohol and drug patients here and they will be cured. These boys, American and European boys, they are all addicted to alcohol, drug, now they are doing practice.
In what way were they cured?
Simply I say that if you want to be my student, then you must give up four things: illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. This is my condition. So they give up and they become my student.
Do they suffer withdrawal symptoms?
He says, do they suffer withdrawal symptoms? Sometimes when a patient is giving up alcohol or drugs, he goes through various symptoms which are painful.
Yes, that should be. But unless you find out this, param dishtyan yuvakta, rasu vardhan rasu pisa, param dishtyan yuvakta.
Embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste of sense objects remain. Ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
What?
Unless one is transcendently situated, it is not possible to cease from sense enjoyment. The process of restriction from sense enjoyment by rules and regulations is something like restricting a diseased person from certain types of edibles. The patient, however, neither likes such restrictions nor loses his taste for edibles. Similarly, sense restriction by some spiritual process like Astanga Yoga in the matter of Yama, Niyama, Asana, and Pranayama, Pachahara, Dharana, and Dhyana, etc., is recommended for less intelligent persons who have no better knowledge. For one who has tasted the beauty of the Supreme Lord Krishna in the course of his advancement in Krishna consciousness no longer has a taste for dead material things. Therefore, restrictions are there for the less intelligent neophytes in the spiritual advancement of life, but such restrictions are only good if one actually has a taste for Krishna consciousness. When one is actually Krishna conscious, he automatically loses his taste for pale things.
How long does this process of withdrawal take?
He says, how long does it take to stop taking drugs by the process of Krishna consciousness?
If one lives with us, at least for 6 months, in jail.
6 months. And are there cases then which relapse?
Other cases?
Are there cases which relapse? Persons who begin to withdraw from drugs?
Maybe 1 in 500.
1 in 500.
There is. Everyone is prone to fall down. But that percentage is very low. Say 1 in 500. We have got about 10,000 students all over the world. Out of them, we have fallen about 10, or say 15%.
You mean you had 10,000 students who used to be addicted to something?
Yes. Addicted to everything. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. And now they have given up everything.
And those who relapse, can they be treated again?
Again?
Those who have relapsed, can they be treated
again? They say, at most 10 out of 10,000.
He says, can they be treated again? I said,
oh yes. The American government is pleased with this woman. because they have spent so much millions of dollars for stopping LSD, and they are surprised that when the people come here, they give up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you teach abstinence or moderation in the use of these things?
No, we say stop. We don't allow any smoking and drinking tea. That is also intoxicating. Mm-hmm. We are so strict. They still drink it. None of us take tea. We eat very simple things, vegetables, wheat, rice, little milk, that's all.
Did you say you eat meat? Did you say you eat meat?
No.
Wheat? No. Is there any reason why you don't, you prohibit people?
Because it is sinful. It is sinful.
Why is it sinful?
According to baby conception, these four things are sinful activities. Four pillars, we'll say four pillars. Legs are disturbed. Similarly, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling are the four legs of sinful life.
What do you consider illicit sex?
Illicit sex means animal life. The marriage is in the human society, not in the dog society. So if one has illicit sex, then he is no better than dog.
I don't quite understand that. Did you say that illicit sex means sex between people who are not married?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is allowed only married couple. And that is also only for begetting child.
Is that married under what law? Under what religion? Under what religious law?
The Bhagavad Gita, dharma viruddha kamusmi, find out.
Balam balvatam shaham kamaraga vibhajitam dharma virudha bhuteshu kamasmi bharata shubha. Translation: I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am sex life which is not contrary to religious principles, O Lord of the Bharatas, Arjuna.
We can follow actually that. What is that thing that we make? It's a direct translation, I think.
He says, what does that exactly mean?
Explains here.
Or as he explains here, the strong man's strength should be applied to protect the weak, not for personal aggression. Similarly, sex life, according to religious principles, dharma, should be for the propagation of children, not otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
The responsibility of parents is then to make their offspring Krishna conscious.
And the question was, which religion? Which religious principle?
Well, he means our marriage, under we accept that marriage is, sex life in marriage is licit, not illicit. So he asked, under what religious principles or under which religion?
Christian religion doesn't allow religious sex. Neither does it.
Any religious principle?
This is religious principle. In the animal kingdom, there is no marriage. But in the human society, maybe Christian, maybe Hindu, maybe Muslim, there is marriage system. That is religious system.
Is polygamy illicit?
No.
Not illicit. But it is a
polygamy. Polygamy means if it is married, just like in the Vedic society, they used to marry many wives. Just like Krishna. Krishna had 16,000 wives. And he mentored them, 16,000 palaces. And he expanded himself into 16,000 Krishna. So that is a different thing, he is God. But if you can maintain each and every wife, you can marry more than one. But if you are unable to maintain, that is illicit. All the Kshatriya kings, they used to marry more than one wife. Still in India, the Kshatriya king, they have more than one wife, but they maintain very nicely.
But your method, curing drug addiction. And very little practical use, surely.
Why not?
Not everyone who wants to stop taking drugs can spend 6 months in solitude or in a company in their floor.
He says he finds it not practical because not everyone who is addicted to drugs can spend 6 months in a temple with us.
They're spending, yes. They are all European Americans. They are not Indians. We have got we have gone to Melbourne, we have got big brands. In Sydney, we have gone. In Europe. That's the England. It requires training, proper training, then it will be done.
Well, if there is someone who wouldn't like to perhaps join this religion, but wants to, still wants to get treated.
This is not religion.
Oh.
This is not, this is a culture.
Yes, this culture. And
because we are admitting persons from various religions, various nations, various countries, and they accept this culture, then they become Bhimpa.
Right. Do they have to wear those clothes and wear the, this, shave their heads?
That is optional.
Chanting those things.
That is optional. That is not compulsory. But in India, because the brahmacharis, sannyasis, they dress in a particular way, they do that. But that is not compulsory. But it has got a psychological effect, because whenever we go, people chant Hare Krishna. So by this dress, we give chance the other man to chant Hare Krishna.
Well, could you correct me if I'm wrong? We have a society called Ramakrishna, a society in Burma. Those people who founded this society and practicing the Krishna culture, they don't wear those things, or they don't chant, you know, in their temple. But they do their own sort of social welfare type of thing. Is there any difference between
Ramakrishna mission is not Vedic. It is a creation of Vivekananda concoction. It is not Vedic. Just like they created a god, Ramakrishna. So that is such a Vedic sense, that he created any full rascal god.
Well, is it yours as a product of or derivatives of Vedic?
Yes.
So
completely.
How would you
just like whatever question you are asking, you're answering from Vedic research. You're not answering ourselves. That is the point. The evidence is from the Vedic literature. I then say that in my opinion it is like this. We don't say.
He said that it is Vedic because the answers he is giving are not his opinion or concoction, but he is giving from the Vedic knowledge of the Vedic scriptures instead of making up his own opinion. That is the meaning of Vedic. It was based on the Vedic teachings exactly.
But the Ramakrishna wasn't. They form their own way.
No.
Do you consider that this kind of practice or the practicing this kind of culture is regimentated? A person has to come in and spend some time in the temple.
The association, the influence of association. If you go to a drunkard association, you become a drunkard. And if you go to a saintly association, you become a saint. Sangha Sanjayate Kama. Kind of.
Translation. While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them, and from such attachment lust develops, and from lust anger arises.
If one becomes lusty, and if it is not fulfilled, he becomes angry. This is all psychological.
Yeah, well, when a person is attached to the group,
in the temple, isn't this become a lust too? To say, being influenced by the guru and also attached to the people.
We are teaching to be influenced by Krishna. Therefore we have written 50 books like that, 400 pages.
You seem to be placing a little emphasis on the male thought. Are you following any particular path of yoga, sort of jnana mode?
She says we place a lot of emphasis on books, and she wonders if we're following a particular path such as jhana yoga or jnana yoga or what?
Bhakti yoga. There are different types of yoga. I will find yogi namapi sarvi saam madhagata antarapana sadhyavan bhajati yuvan sami bhikkhutamo.
Yogi nama pisa visham madgasthanantaratmana shabhavan bhajate yomam samedhuktattamomata. Translation. And of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all.
This is bhakti.
Well, doesn't it mean that someone has to worship that person to be able to attain the enlightenment or what Krishna consciousness?
Yes, everyone is worshipping a person. Everyone is a bhakti. We have to worship the Supreme Person. That is perfect. Everyone is worshipping a person. Suppose you are employed somewhere, you have to worship your boss. And there is no employment.
Oh, well, I consider it as a mutual... It's a mutual kind of support.
Yes.
But worshipping in the sense of religion or in the sense of, you know, a higher person, it's a different matter.
Worshipping means appreciating high qualities. Worshipping is not blind. If I know that you have some high qualities, I worship.
Do you worship to a person or what? To his doctrine?
Worship means person. Worship does not mean in person. Unless there is a person-to-person relationship, there is no question of worship.
Is the this picture of Sri Krishna is the person who you worship, or
yes,
he is the creator?
Yes.
And in the sense that he is called Krishna, or?
Krishna is another form. Krishna is Vishnu's another form.
I see. Yeah.
And aham adihi devana.
What is your correlation between belief and science? You mentioned that science is involved.
Science?
Yes.
Yes. What do you mean by science?
Well, the human sciences, or otherwise, is a study on its own. What is the relationship or the link up between that and your faith?
The relationship, God is the creator of everything. So God, everything has got relationship with God. So what do you think of this science? The Vedanta Sutra, it says, Adhata Brahma Jigyasa. Now, this human life is meant for understanding the science of God. So, the question is, what is God? The answer is Janmadvasajita. God, as the Supreme Absolute Truth, is there from whom everything has come. So, this is our science. The origin of everything.
Yes, the origin of everything. But why is it necessary for man to have to discover? Man discovered the cure for poliomyelitis.
Why man discovers?
Yes, well, I
mean, it is not because you have discovered, but because you are existing, you must have come from a father.
Yes.
That is science. It is not the question of finding out the father. Without father, there is no existence of it. you must be constrained or find way out of Father. Father must be there. This is Sahara. Without Sahara, is there any existence of any man or any animal? What does science say? Is it possible that anyone is existing without a father? What do you think?
I was just wondering, do you believe in...
Who is there independently existing without having a father? What is that science?
It's not necessarily in the science itself.
This is a science. If there is a man, he must have a father. This is science. So what is your opinion about this science?
I see it as a straight deductive logic, which if there is a...
son, there must be father. That is science.
Don't you think this kind of reasoning is a deductive logic rather than inductive?
Well, what is the reason? Because you are that you deny right. Father.
The Father must have a Father too, mustn't he?
Yes. Similarly, there must be Supreme Father.
Well, who is the Supreme Father's Father?
Yes, that is inquiry. That he has got your Father, your Father has got Father, he has got his Father, he has got... Who is the Supreme Father? He is God.
Who is God's Son?
Nobody is God. That is God. God is everyone's Father. But he is without Father. That is God. So long one has got Father, he is not God. When you come to the point that here is the person who has no Father, he is independent, and that is God. The definition of God is given in the Vedic research. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Anadi, when he has no beginning, but he is the beginning of everything. This is simple definition of God. Anadi, anadi means he has no beginning. But he is the beginning of everything. Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. The cause of all causes.
It becomes a belief rather than a logic now then, when we think about the God. You were saying about everybody has father, so why God in exception? He hasn't got a father.
And therefore he is God. And he can exist without father. But you cannot exist without father. That is the difference between you and God.
Is God in the form of male or female or anything?
He is male, otherwise how he can beget? Female cannot beget.
Why is that?
Without man's contact.
The man cannot
beget. The prakriti, the nature is female, and God is male. Find out this verse. Sarvajoni sukantya.
It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father.
The material nature is the mother, and God is the father.
But to whom did God give the seed? To whom did God give the seed?
The prakriti, material nature, that is said here. Just like for begetting a child, both the father and mother requires. So the material nature is the mother, and God is the father.
Mm.
So many forms of life are coming from the womb of material nature. This body is made of matter. This body is earth, water, air, fire, like that. This is made of. But I am the soul that is from God. I am part and parcel of God. As soul. Mamai maam sa jiva bhuta. Understand?
Yamevam sa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanha manasastani indriyani papitistani kashati. Translation. The living entities in this conditional world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind.
Is there an animal soul, son?
Yes. Well, it is already says, sarva-yogis, all forms are there. Even ant, trees, birds, plants, fish, everything. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. All of them, the soul is there. And they are very different. Just like you are differently dressed, I am differently dressed. But you are also soul, I am also soul.
You're really talking about the Atman. When you say talking about the Atman.
Atman, yes, soul is Atman. And the soul of the soul is God. Paramahat.
Is it possible for us to communicate with plants?
With plants. Is it possible for us to communicate with plants?
Yes, we have done. I've got a visitor in the Bose in Calcutta. Bose Institute. He has proved. He has got missing. That they feel pain and pleasure, which is a problem in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
If you pluck then leave the feel, immediately it is a problem in the machine.
Could I come back to the eating of the eating meat? Related to this alive soul matter, aren't you in a sense eating another soul too if you're eating vegetables? Not only if you're eating
meat. The thing is, the material world, it is said jiva jiva sa jivanam. One living entity has to eat another living entity to keep himself alive. That is the natural law.
Yes.
And but you should have discrimination. Because you have to eat some other living entity, it does not mean that you will eat your own son. You cannot support that because I have to live by eating another living entity. So what is wrong if I eat my son? That's what the basic injunction is, prema taktena bhandita. You are given some jurisdiction, you can eat. And actually we do so. Because I have to eat something, we do not eat anything and everything. We have got discrimination. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, find out this verse, patram pushtam phalam toyam, jumi bhakta abhijitsati.
Patram pushpam bhavam tvayam yami bhaktya payachati tadaham bhakti upahitam asnami paratatmanah. Translation. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it.
So our Krishna consciousness movement, we accept what is eaten by Krishna. So Krishna wants these things. Fruit, flour, vegetable, grains, meal. So we offer them animals.
Why not animals?
He does not say, bring the animals. Because we are Krishna conscious, we cannot take anything which is not accepted by Krishna.
Are blood transfusions permissible, Swami? Are blood transfusions permissible?
He says, are blood transfusions permissible when someone is in a accident or cut and he loses blood, they take another man's blood and put it in. He says,
well, that is not bad, because if one's life is saved by transfusion, he is not dying. He is living. He is contributing his blood. So he is contributing, you are sharing some life, there is no harm.